Since 1974, Indiana University's African American Arts Institute has challenged students and delighted audiences with music, dance, and culture. The IU Soul Review, the African American Choral Ensemble, and the African American Dance Company have also helped launch the performance careers of many of its former members. Artwork's Megan Meyer has more.
The African American Arts Institute, located just off the Arts Quad on the IU campus, has been bringing music and dance to Bloomington and abroad for over 30 years.
Well, hello, I'm Charles Sykes. I'm Executive Director of the African American Arts Institute. So there are three performance ensembles, the IU Soul Review, the African American Choral Ensemble, and African American Dance Company. Those three ensembles are courses in the Department of African American and African Diaspora Studies. That's a long name.
So. Charles jokes a lot about the long titles and tags he works with on a day-to-day basis. He chuckles over a few more, which are too long to mention here. The foundation of the Arts Institute, Charles says, is the vocal group Soul Review.
It was an ensemble that started in 1971, so it started in the heart of the soul era. And that ensemble specializes in popular music. The tradition of rhythm and blues, soul, funk, neo-soul, neo-R&B, all of those are part of that group's repertoire.
The Arts Institute was created to support Soul Review's popularity. They needed administrative help to manage performances and tours. As the African American Arts Institute grew, they established the Dance Company and the Institute's second vocal group, the African American Choral Ensemble.
The Choral Ensemble is a group that performs choral literature by African American composers and about African American culture.
This is the Choral Ensemble in 2005 performing O Lord, Hear Our Prayer by the late and legendary choral composer Moses Hogan. While gospel and spiritual music like this find its way into the choral ensemble's repertoire, Charles points out that the group goes beyond this genre.
In contrast to a lot of other choral groups that are part of our college curricula, is not a gospel choir. So it includes a broad range of literature by and about African Americans.
The Arts Institute has also done a lot to bring attention to black composers from the U.S. and around the world.
Many people who study music of the art music tradition are unaware of works done by black composers. So through the extension of the tradition, programs are usually at the music school. And we would periodically bring composers on campus to do talks. Our goal is to present particularly new works by African-American composers.
This piece is called Divertimento Caribeño by Sonia Morales Matos. Charles says that the African American Arts Institute is somewhat of a trailblazing organization.
It's unique. There is no other program like the Arts Institute, to my knowledge, in any college or university in this country.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Megan Meyer.
You can find more information about the African American Arts Institute, including the ensemble's performance and audition schedules, on our website, wfiu.org/artworks.